down many a rugged thorny path strides poet in tattered robe. He slogs through flood and deep morass, sans help, sans friend, alone. Sore and vexed, with lowered head, he travels deeply sighing, with trembling steps, as if he dreads his path will end in dying. To me has come a mournful fate. Despised, I wander free. Delight and peace are what I gave, but none shared gifts with me. Human life and human world, these I bless and praise, and yet my gift, my poet's word, is coldly thrust away. They calmly let me take my leave, like springtime, wander on. Not one of them will sigh or grieve when spring has sadly gone. They long for fruit, but spurn the tree from which the harvest falls. I sing a heaven all can see, but no one heeds the call. With gratitude, I feel the might of magic on my lips. Embrace me, spirits, bind me tight to love my pledge and kin. But no one hears this sad complaint, this voice from distant lands. Will any heart, for pity's sake, smile warmly, lend a hand? His cheeks are damp, he falls asleep, in high grass softly swaying. A hovering spirit, high and deep, draws near like heartfelt praying. Forget your former pain and grief, discard the empty chalice. What you did once in hovels seek, you'll find inside a palace. Fame and fortune, these await. Your tortured course is ending. A myrtle wreath shall crown with grace. Behold, it is descending to glory that surrounds a throne. A loving heart feels summoned. Step upward, poet, claim your home. You are the king's beloved. With hasty steps and eager pace, from dreamland comes the poet, beneath the trees to palace gate, arriving ere he knows it. The walls stand firm like hardened steel, but poetry finds no hindrance. Swiftly love and pain reveal the child beyond the entrance. Love holds them in a tight embrace, but clang of armor frightens. They flee to refuge, a darkened place, where love and passion heighten. Here, timidly, they hide away, fearing the monarch's ire. They wake at every dawn of day to pain and keen desire. Hope is the poet's whispered balm to soothe young mother's pains, when lo, attracted by their song, the monarch finds the cave. The princess pleads, proffers her boon, a grandson with golden hair. Chastened, they await their doom, but anger fades to air. Songs and affection ease and soothe the heart of Father King. They sweetly calm his angry mood, harmony in all things. Measure for measure, love repays what love before has taken. Atonement, kissing, have your day, let heavenly joy awaken. Spirit of poetry, come, descend, embrace true love your sibling, the prodigal daughter homeward wends to greet her father king. He holds with joy his greatest treasure, child, Madonna, two in one, and yielding all to love's sweet pleasure, embraces poet as his son.